This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report podcast. We're now doing it as video as well as audio, and I'm happy today to interview a man that I consider to be very brave. Now, that may be surprise you, but it's a man who is running for Congress at a very difficult time in our nation's history with a very divided nation. His name is Scotty Moore, and he is a believer. He is a former member of Camps Crusade for Christ. And we're going to have a conversation about what caused him to run for office. We're also going to talk about how you can get involved in the 2022 election, if you're listening to this before the election, and also what he sees happening in America. You don't want to miss my conversation with Scotty Moore.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Scotty. Thank you for fitting me in. When I found out you were running for Congress, I said, as I said in the opening, I consider you so brave. I mean, I don't really work in the political world, but I've been involved in the crusades, in the campaigns, rather, of people that I believed in, usually strong believers, and I don't support them just because they belong to a certain denomination or agree with me theologically, but usually it's how they view the world and their lifestyle, and I know they're good people, and a couple of them have been just really run over and left for dead by the side of the road. Because it seems like the entire culture is becoming more and more liberal, as we all know. But even in conservative circles, a lot of times they consider people who have a strong faith or who articulate their faith to almost be dangerous. Like they don't trust you to play the political game. And of course, I'm revealing my own perspective, but maybe I should start by just asking, does any of this resonate with you?
Well, yeah, yes, it does. And thank you so much, Steve, for having me on the Strang Report. I feel honored. And your reputation obviously precedes this whole report and you. And so I really appreciate it. And by the way, I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it on camera. You are a sharp-dressed man. I love that jacket. You're looking great. And as far as the point that you're making, it's absolutely true. You know, case in point, we were with Campus Crusade for Christ for over 20 years, my wife and I. And when I was deeply burdened about what's happening in our nation, and when I brought it up to my wife, hey, I believe the Lord's really stirring in me to perhaps run for U.S. Congress, her response was, no, he's not, no. And that's exactly to your point, because there's a lot of damage that happens. There's, you know, she was thinking as a mama bear, protecting her kids, her family, just the reputation, this dirtiness. In fact, I've had other people say, why would you want to get involved in such a mess in the dirty scheming of politics? And the reason why, I think, is it really depends on how you measure success. And for me, you know, one of the things that Bill Bright taught us and that we believe is that success is taking the initiative in whatever endeavor it is, to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and to listen to the Holy Spirit and then leave the results to God. And so when the Lord speaks, you have two options. You can either obey or disobey. And by the way, he doesn't ask my opinion or say like, hey, how do you think? What do you think, Scotty? He doesn't need my opinion. So we really had an obey or disobey moment. And so it took a while of praying, but the Lord spoke to my wife in a powerful way. And it was at a marriage retreat. I wasn't even nearby her at the time. We were at a weekend to remember with Campus Crusade for Christ. And he said to her, Ishtay, you need to release Scotty. Even though this is something that you would never choose to do in your own, doesn't mean I haven't created Scotty for this and I'm not calling him for this. And so in a moment of surrender, she said to me, okay, Scotty, we're all in. And we've stepped into this by faith. And that was over a year ago. And look at where we're at now. We're the Republican nominee running for U.S. Congress in District 9. And so that's just what God has done. And we're just stepping out in faith, trusting him for more.
Well, I have so much respect for you. And I'll just tell people who are listening all over the country and all over the world that District 9 is here in Florida. It's the kind of the other side of Orlando where I live. I don't literally live in your district. But, you know, as Americans, we can support any politician around the country. And a lot of the PACs will, you know, from other states will support a candidate or oppose them. John Micah, right, who was a very good congressman for many years, I happen to be in his district. Nancy Pelosi, first of all, they had some kind of redistricting, and Nancy Pelosi targeted him, and they were able to put in a liberal Democrat. I saw it with my own eyes. And, you know, I was raised as a secular journalist and had to cover politics in that role. And, you know, more recently, of course, I consider myself a religious journalist or a Christian journalist. We don't literally do politics, even though I've written a couple books on Donald Trump. But I did it from a spiritual point of view. Like, there were some Christian prophets, and this isn't the purpose of the podcast, but I'll just make this point and go on, who actually said that God was raising up this unlikely businessman. And this is not something that's discussed, but then he became president. And so the book was really more about, does God do this? Does God use imperfect leaders? You know, what is God's role and what's going on in America? That was my point of view. But when I find out someone who's running like you, I want to encourage people, because the other side, as I like to call them, boy, they support their own. And Christians, a lot of times, it's like politics is dirty. I might be doing something wrong. Maybe I'll lose my 501c status if they're a pastor or something like that. And I've, in a couple of the races that I've supported and campaigned for, I've seen some pretty dirty things that even surprised me. One, just mentioned this briefly, was a black pastor from another state who had kind of paid his dues in the Republican Party and was going to run for U.S. Senate. And the powers that be in the Republican Party decided they did not want a black pastor representing the Republican Party. Like, why? And they actually recruited someone who beat him in the primary and then lost in the general. And the very, very liberal senator who he would have defeated, because he would have gotten the black vote to defeat her. And he actually left the Republican Party over that. And I wrote about it in one of my books, and he's a friend of mine. And he asked me not to use his name because he's just so disgusted with the whole thing. I was disgusted too.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully that kind of thing's not happening to you, but it's just dirty politics. So let me ask you, why do you think the Lord spoke to you about running, and what is your goal going up to Washington?
Yeah. Well, great questions. And so why I feel like the Lord spoke to me is I really believe that we're in a critical moment in our nation's history. And it's because we're experiencing a leadership crisis. You know, leadership matters. Nations rise and fall due to leadership. You know, you referenced the Bible. There are clear examples in the Bible when the leaders honored the Lord and followed its precepts, and the people in the government and the nation thrived. And there's other examples when the people, the governors, the leaders did not honor the Lord. They turned their backs away from the Lord and his precepts, and the nation suffered. And really, the people who suffer the most are the people. You look at Venezuela, for example. Venezuela 20 years ago was rich and thriving. I mean, it's very well documented. And look at where they're at today. That's a leadership crisis. And ironically, if you look at it, the leaders that caused the crisis are still living large. It's the people who are suffering. But, you know, if you and I live in Florida, many of your listeners may not live in Florida, but they're very familiar with our amazing governor, America's governor, Ron DeSantis. What if Governor DeSantis had lost the election 4 years ago? You know, where would Florida be? If you really allow yourself to go there and to think through, you know, Andrew Gillum and what he wanted to do, we would look a lot like California and New York. We probably wouldn't have a $22 billion surplus. Our schools most likely would have been shut down, businesses shut down, the vaccine mandate and everything. And so you really consider that small of a margin, it was only 30,000 votes. And what happened there between Governor DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, and how leadership has made all the difference. And people are hungry and wanting leadership. And so I really believe that the Lord has asked me to step into this space, not for fame or money or position or power. And I definitely am aware that those are draws and people go in with good motives and can be corrupted. But what I joke around, but in all seriousness, I say, listen, people don't last over 20 years working with a Christian mission organization where you're having to raise your own money. They don't last that long for the money, because trust me, the money's not worth it. But what's worth it is the mission. And so for Shte and I and my family, the mission is to really help save America and protect it for our kids and grandkids and even future great grandkids, you know, passing the legacy on down. And so that's what we're in it for. And I really believe the second part of your question is the purpose of government is to serve and help and engage. And so the idea is, especially with U.S. House of Representatives, is to be in your district, to be on the pulse of what's happening in the district, to be talking with the people, to be on the pulse of what's happening and serving the people. Too often, people head up to D.C. and they live large and have fun and feel all important, but they lose the connection with their district. And that's what I am not looking forward to do. I will be here. I will stay here, stay connected. I'll go up to D.C. We'll get some work done. We'll vote. We'll help. Have strong borders, strong energy independence, really protecting families, get the economy back on track, you know, get parents' rights, not be called domestic terrorists. Those are the things I'm going to be fighting for and defending, but I've got to stay connected to the community here.
Boy, that's so great to hear you articulate that well. And plus the fact, I'll just remind my listeners, things that you know, that also there's some big things at stake on who controls the House and the Senate. And it's just a relatively few votes to flip that. Mm-hmm. And someone may be living in a district where it's almost impossible for the Democrat to be defeated, but they could support you because one vote, a vote is a vote is a vote when it comes to Congress. And you know, I'll be quick to say that I've been both a registered Democrat here in Florida and a registered Republican. Sadly, I don't really see that much difference between the parties in a lot of ways. That's a subject for a different day. But when it comes down to two people voting, and when it mm-hmm. comes down to who's holding the power, the Republicans are the more conservative. And your opponent in the 9th district, I don't know anything about him personally, but he votes 100% with Nancy Pelosi. So as far as I'm concerned, that eliminates him for contention, as far as I'm concerned. And you, you know, you're young, you're winsome, you're enthusiastic. We need people like that in Washington. You're an idealist. The fact that you worked with and in Camps Crusade for Christ, now called CRU, for so many years, says a lot about your worldview, and worldviews are important. And, you know, we live in a very divided country, and there are pluses and minuses probably in both parties, but it's becoming more and more divided because it's, are you for right or are you for wrong? Some of the stuff, the issues, and we don't have time to go through all of them, but there are things coming up before our government. I mean, you know, some of them have to do with abortion or transgenderism, which who would have thought a decade or two ago that that would be an issue. But also things like the FBI being politicized. I mean, it is just horrible how the FBI just this last week put three cars around Mike Lindell while he was in the drive-thru at Hardee's Hamburgers. And took his cell phone, and he didn't do anything. But yet people on the other side, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Hunter Biden, they don't even investigate. And, you know, we need people in Congress to change this to where our FBI, and, you know, we all respect the FBI but now I don't trust the FBI. and, you know, what happened at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, why? Hillary Clinton had 30,000 emails subpoenaed that she did not turn over, and absolutely nothing happened, except there was, she testified before Congress, and they raided Mar-a-Lago and went and reportedly went through Melania's underwear drawer. I mean, what an invasion of privacy over documents that there you can make an argument that Donald Trump had the right to. And so we need people like you and other people up there just to try to change the direction of this, because it's scary. Some of the people actually brag about being socialists. You know, when I was a kid here in Florida, we used to, it was required to have a class in public schools called Americanism versus Communism. And after the Berlin Wall fell, that pretty much went by the wayside. But who would have thought that people who proudly proclaim that they're socialists would hold some of the levers of power? And we need to change the direction of this country, or we are going to end up like Venezuela. And I'm sorry that I'm pontificating, but I guess it is my podcast.
That's okay.
I want people to get behind you and to support Scotty Moore. And I think that just based on principle and the direction of the country and the way that you'll vote and the kinds of things, I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can vote or not vote on infrastructure or tax credits, or I think that good people can disagree on all that kind of stuff.
Sure,
but
sure.
When it comes toward moving toward socialism, and the morals in our country becoming more and more and more lax, where they're actually teaching or allowing some kind of transgenderism in school, I mean, it's scary. So let me give you the last word, and also I want you to tell people how they can support you. People will probably be listening to this long after the election, but up until the election, they can go to your website and support you as I am. And I think that, you know, even small donations add up, and you don't have to live in this district to want good people with strong values to be in Congress voting.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I appreciate it. You know, there's so many things that I want to say. And so I look forward to coming on again with you, because you and I are absolutely aligned correctly. For example, you mentioned how Darren Soto votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi's one of those people in the district where no matter what, like, she just keeps getting elected. Now, the difference is I'm in a district where Darren Soto is absolutely vulnerable. And the reason why he's vulnerable is, number one, he's not been in the community. I call him no-show Soto. He's not engaged. He's not connecting. He's not on the pulse. He's not serving and helping the community. You know, we are experiencing the record inflation, record gas, parents not having the rights, and kids being indoctrinated at school. You know, with even in Florida, they've tried to shut us down, lock us out. I was kicked out of a debate last week, and it's gotten up to the governor's office, but because I'm unvaccinated. And so the news station did not allow me to be in their building. I felt like they treated me like a leper, and it was 2022. This was like a week and a half ago. And, you know, it felt like we were in March of 2020, the craziness. We have got to help save America. And to your point about the socialism, there's a clear agenda that they're pushing here. And so you can go to ScottyMooreForCongress.com. That's Scotty with a Y, and you can donate. And your donation, you may not be able to vote for me. If you're not in District 9, South Orange County, Osceola, and into Polk County of Orlando, the greater Orlando area, you still can help me get elected, because we're flipping a seat from blue to red. We're taking back the House. You know, like Steve was mentioning earlier, there's a lot of power in that. We're going to fire Nancy Pelosi. That's the first vote I'm going to cast on the floor of the House of Representatives to get Nancy Pelosi out of there and that crazy agenda. And we're going to begin the process to help save America, become energy independent, protect our nation, really invest and make sure we're back on track in the ideals of America. Listen, I didn't get in this to become rich or fancy or famous or whatever. The idea is that my girls are going to inherit America. And this generation is at risk of not inheriting an America better than we received it. And that's a travesty, and we have got to fix that. So I guess the question is what are we willing to do about it? We need to get good people elected. It's a leadership crisis. You got to ask yourself, are you feeling better? Are you doing better than you were a couple years ago? Are you earning more money? Do you feel safer? you know, are we on the right track? I answer, no, we're not. And we need change. I'm the guy.
I agree with you. And I want to emphasize again that people can give to you. So say that website again. The nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up, because I want people to know this. And also, if you know people who live in District 9, which is kind of greater Orlando, you can send this link to them. We'll be doing something in Charisma Magazine. You can send the article around and so forth. So tell us how people can help get Scotty Moore elected to the U.S. Congress.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it. So ScottyMooreForCongress.com. You can see the signs in the back right here. Scotty with a Y, M-O-O-R-E for Congress.com. I'm also all over social media. So my Facebook, Scotty Moore for Congress, Instagram, Twitter. We're doing a bunch of videos. You can see where I'm going. You'll see pictures of where I'm going. You're going to think to yourself, man, that guy's everywhere. You know why? It's because I am everywhere. No one's going to outwork Scotty Moore, but we need your help. We talk about how donations are fuel for the campaign. That's how we get our message out. And, you know, you can have an amazing vehicle, a Lamborghini, Ferrari, fill in the blank, whatever your favorite vehicle is. But if you don't have any gas in the gas tank, it doesn't leave the garage. And so we need fuel to get our message out. That's what we need. And so $5 all the way up to the maximum contribution of $2,900. You can give that online at ScottyMooreForCongress.com. Follow me on social media. Share the message. Share, tell your friends. Let's get the message out there. I guess the question is if you're not enjoying or where we're at or don't believe the future is where we need to be heading, then we need to change directions and I need your help. Let's work together. Jump on my site, social media. Let's share the word. Let's get the word out. Be a part of Team Scotty. We'd love to have you.
Very well said. You're very articulate. We need someone like you in Congress. And if you're watching the video, which is new for us, we put ScottyMooreForCongress.com on the screen. If you're listening to the audio, we just passed 4 million downloads this year. We're building the YouTube, but that's growing every single day. And now you can get the podcast either way. So thank you to Scotty Moore for taking time from a very busy schedule. We had trouble actually scheduling it, but here we are. We'll be putting this online in the next few hours. And I'll thank you for sharing it with others and for tuning in again for another episode of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.